Hello and welcome back to Life Combos with Tyriana. I'm your host, Tyriana Evans, and this episode is going to be a little bit different. We're going to do things a little bit differently, but I think this is going to be a very impactful podcast, and I think it's going to spark a lot of conversation and thoughts from people. So I'm excited to hear from you, the listeners. But yes, summer is winding down. We're at the end of July. The last podcast, I had my younger sister on, and she was reflecting on her journey to law school. But something that kind of even really inspired this podcast, you could say, is that my little sister and I often talk about just like growing up in the church, that is something that is so pivotal to our lives. And when we were growing up, right, like it was being homeschooled, it was going to church, and it was going to our sports practices. But not all of our experiences in church were positive. There were a lot of difficult moments, and there were a lot of times that I questioned. It's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of times that I'm trying to figure out what I want to say. But there were a lot of times growing up where I questioned how people, adults in the church, would justify their behaviors that were, negative by acting as if it was biblical and it wasn't. So I think the best way to do this podcast, because I am by myself, is to honestly read a letter that I wrote almost 3 years ago, where I was contemplating why my faith is so strong today, or even the fact that I haven't walked away from my faith. I would say that I've read a lot of articles, especially from the last presidential election, about the Democratic Party, and one of the really big voting blocks for Democrats is, yes, Black Americans, but it's also Black Christians. They are very foundational to the Democratic political party. And because so many young people are no longer involved in their churches, a lot of the people who are involved in churches are older and they are passing away. And so that voting block is being literally dismantled in front of our eyes because it's just not being replenished with younger people to keep it going. And there has been a lot of articles about this. I think one article I read in particular about this in the New York Times was titled, "The Black Church Has a Gen Z Issue." And it says, quote, "They don't come into the building anymore." And I thought this was written last year in September, and I'll link it in the notes, but I thought this was a very good article that kind of explains how many young Black Americans like my age, Gen Z, millennials, no longer attend church and what has happened after COVID. But I think there is a larger conversation of people like me that grew up in the church, who grew up in the Black church, and maybe had some negative experiences that really tainted their view of what church and community were supposed to look like. And it was important to note that we are all imperfect, and so we can't picture the church as being this like perfect organization. It's not. It's ran by flawed people who are supposed to be growing closer to God, and are supposed to be a reflection of God's love, but oftentimes fall short of that. So yes, there's a lot to unpack, and I think the letter that I'm gonna read will obviously be the majority of this podcast. And if this is something that you all find interesting or like for me to dig deeper into, I'm happy to do more podcasts because, again, this is a big part of my life. This podcast is about what makes me, right? And what is important to me. And right now, I think it's faith, it's family, it's school, it's extracurriculars, it's learning more about myself, it's, the workforce and being a young professional. And all of those things make me who I am. And so I can't have a podcast and not talk about something that is so important to me and so foundational to who I am, but also acknowledge the flaws in it and how it has negatively affected people like myself, my cousins, my friends, and just other people that I knew in church. So yeah, I hope this letter, for one, just helps people to feel seen that grew up in the Black church that maybe felt like no one acknowledged their experiences and the negativity. And I also hope that it inspires people to maybe learn about faith in their own time and in their own way and what's comfortable to them. I will say I no longer really attend this church that I grew up in, but I found a new church home. And for the season of my life, it has been really amazing and has been very refreshing to see people that are genuinely excited about knowing who God is and about diving deeper into their faith. And it's been really inspiring for me and something I didn't really have when I was younger. So without further ado, I'm going to read my essay that is titled The Truth About Church. I love putting truth in front of things, but I hope this helps somebody rediscover faith. This is hard to write, as I've never formally taken the time to put reflections to paper about my childhood of growing up in the Black church. After listening to a podcast where an author discussed how she began to process her experience in the midst of attending divinity school, I was inspired to write my own reflections. Also, so many of the people I grew up with in church have left, and I've wondered what ultimately led to their demise. So here goes nothing. Some of my earliest memories are associated with the church. It's the one physical place I'm attached to outside of my childhood homes. I was dedicated in the church, attended vacation Bible school and Girl Scouts, and as my mom has always said to me, quote, the church shaped you into the person you are today, end quote. While I agree, I would have never been introduced to Christ or learned how to pray, I also believe the church is where I also began developing diminished feelings of self-worth, purpose, and belonging. It would be too much to list out all of the difficult experiences, but I'll do my best to generalize. As a child, many of the adults were not kind and welcoming. They were on the extreme opposite end of the spectrum. So much of the children's activities were not fun, but rather militant. If you were in a line, you couldn't turn the corner without permission. I'll never forget the year I attended summer camp because I was homeschooled and did not attend the Christian school. And as the line leader, I turned the corner and the camp counselor freaked out. Tyriana, we do not turn corners without asking permission. I responded, I apologize, ma'am. And yes, we had to say ma'am. And I had to retrace my steps to abide by the rules. The summer camp experience was so traumatic for my sister and I that when we got in the car, we sobbed and pleaded with our mother to not force us to go back. I just recalled being anxious every day, as I was unsure if I would break the other rules that I honestly had no idea existed. Another difficult moment was during an SAT math tutoring session that was ran by one of the Christian school math teachers. After answering a math question correctly, the tutor proceeded to say, because he knew I was homeschooled, quote, come on, y'all. You should have got that right. Her mother taught her. Practically insinuating that I should not have answered the question correctly because I was homeschooled. As a young teenager that actually had crippling anxiety over math, this only further harmed my confidence, not only in math, but also my place within academia. I also believe another flaw among the adults in the church was the expectation that all of the youth would grow up to be, quote, sinful, reckless adults. I cannot tell you how many times people gossiped about how this person got pregnant and when they graduated and left the church, and to, quote, not be like them. And I rarely heard stories of successful young adults in the church who excelled in college and went on to still live for Christ, although some of them are now ministers in the church, which is strange. I honestly grew up thinking there were no good role models of young adults because everyone grew up and lost their minds. Those examples are only a handful of my experiences. So when I started committing more of my time to competitive swimming, I was thankful. I didn't have to do any more youth events in the church. And as I look back, I think that time really saved me, because I don't know how strained my relationship with God would have been due to more negative experiences within the church. Fast forward to college, where I began to be involved in Christian student organizations, and I'm shocked at how much they want me to be involved. How the leaders took time to listen to my concerns or the lessons I was learning from God. I cannot recall a time in the church where it was an open session to just talk about God and his nature without any militancy or judgmental comments about being homeschooled and not attending the Christian school. Which is important to note, as a child, I had no say in how I was educated, yet I was punished and not seen as an equal, due in part to my parents' choice. It was through the retreats in college and conversations with like-minded peers, I, for the first time, experienced God's love, something I never really experienced in the church. I'll never forget even commenting to a friend, "It's so crazy that so many of the non-Christian people I've met in college have been kinder than many of the people in my church." And that was a very hard truth for me to swallow. To know that as Christians, we are commanded to love people. Yet so much of my childhood in the church felt loveless. I thank God that he placed people in my life that showed me tangibly how to show the love of Christ to others. As I'm now 25 years old, I have seen peer after peer either completely turn away from God or continue to believe in God, but refuse to ever step foot again in the church. And for some, the trauma of their childhood experiences, coupled with their parents' choices and raising them based upon the strict doctrine of the church, is overwhelming. As someone who grew up in the same church as you, I know firsthand what it's like to be embraced and accepted outside of the church, and just how refreshing it is. If I could say anything to you, I would say that God really does love you. Nothing you do will ever stop God from loving you, and I hope you know the sinful flaws of the people who were tasked with the responsibility to shape you into a Christ follower may have pushed you away from ever wanting to know, quote, the God they serve. But please take time to know God for yourself. Read the Bible/devotionals and take time to study the Word, because you will be amazed in how God will reveal himself to you. One of the most surprising takeaways from my time in learning the Bible for myself is that Jesus hung out and loved the people who were rejected and deemed by the world as inadequate. I pray God places people in your life that will draw you closer to him. You don't have to repeat the mistakes of those who came before you. We can help future generations truly get to know God through the way we follow his commandments and love others. Sincerely, a church kid. Well, yeah, this podcast is going to be really short, and this is also the season finale. I have enjoyed so much making this podcast for my very first season, and this isn't the end. Season 2 will be returning in the fall with more episodes, more fun conversations, not always heavy topics like today's podcast, but also lighter moments as well. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your summer. Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you were able to learn something new or to maybe reflect on your own experiences in the church. I'd love to hear more from you and have a conversation with you. So please follow my Instagram at lifecombos with Tyriana, so the letter W-Tyriana. And please leave a review of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you when we return for season 2 in a few weeks. Bye.